The Gospel according to the writings of Mark. Please be seated. On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, his disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and make preparations to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher, the rabbi, asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." So the disciples set out and went to the city and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took the cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly, I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." The Holy Gospel according to Mark. So, is it unleavened or leavened? There's a great deal of confusion from this text and the others as to, was the last meal a Passover meal, or was it just before the evening beginning of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Passover? And the consensus is, I don't know. But every reading on the Last Supper uses the Greek word for loaf of bread, not for matzo, unleavened bread. So, we have leavened bread to share today. So, this is the most holy body and blood of Jesus Sunday service. If you want to be pulled through the narrow opening of the whole theology associated with the readings that we've read today, I invite you at a later time to do so. But I hope you got from it the commonness of the practice that became the Roman practice of the sacrificial nature of Jesus' death. Jewish temple practices with sacrificial meat and blood that expiates sin once guilt is established before God, Yahweh. Modern temple and synagogue services today continue the tradition with bread and wine in a manner not unlike the Eucharistic liturgical practices of the Roman, Lutheran, and Episcopal traditions, without some of the theological loading that goes with that. These staples are celebrated in the Jewish festival of Shavuot, held on June 11th this year. Theological differences in the Christian traditions following the Reformation differ in one significant way. While the Roman tradition continues the sense of an altar offering of meat slash body and blood slash wine as expiation for our sins, Luther and later divisions of the non-Roman Catholic churches adhered to the theology that it is one's faith in Christ that is sufficient expiation once forevermore. Okay? Thus, heresy really took place. lots of finger pointing over specific words and practices that went on. People were burned at the stake over some of these theological issues. And we probably remember much of that. My personal story is around 1965 or 6, when I was doing my doctoral work with a fellow Boeing engineer at the University of Washington in Seattle. He was a Jesuit-trained Catholic, a man of real strong faith. And we, one day, laid out our theological thinking on all the blackboards in our mutual office, just outside the office of our research advisor. He walked through one day, took one look at it, and said, "Oh my God," went in, closed the door to his office. Anyhow, I became so enthralled by this discussion that I began to meet with a Catholic priest for instruction. I thought, this will be cool, it'll really upset my family. But he began, and probably about the second or third session, he got to the Eucharist, to the body. And he said to me, "Now, this is a deep and important theological issue at this point," he said, "because," and I said, "Oh, what's that?" He said, "Well, there's a difference of opinion. Does the bread become the body, the real body, when the bell is wrapped, ding, or when the word is spoken?" And I said, "Really?" I went home and said to Catherine, "It's magic." And that ended my first excursion into Roman Catholicism. For the non-Eucharistic faiths coming out of the Reformation, the words used by Paul in his letter to the church in Corinth are the key words that are used in their Eucharistic celebrations, that this is a sacrament, if you like, an offering that is in the remembrance of that meal, in remembrance of Jesus. And certainly the symbolism of the body as a word that has dual meaning. It is can be a singular body, or it can be a body such as we are today, the body of Christ. And if one looks at the bread, which Thich Nhat Hanh has invoked the cosmic reality of the stardust that has come together to make our planet, the seeds, the germination process, and so on, it's all in that loaf of bread, as he wrote. It's a really insightful journey that he put us on. But imagine for a moment that this large loaf is in fact cut up, broken up, as we will, into its pieces. It's still one body, but we now share it. And that is, for us, the Eucharist, a loaf of bread. The grapevines that grew in abundance in the land of Israel is a national symbol. The vines are that which represents metaphorically the family of the Hebrews chosen by God, that they are grafted on this vine and flourish as interconnected theologically on this grapevine. The blood, the bread, was a staple of life. A loaf similar to that is seen in Egyptian hieroglyphics. Baking of the bread, it was a daily task at every home. And of course it was sourdough. Why? because that's the natural yeast that comes just in the presence of air. So the wine symbolized the life force. And so we're wrapped up in some absolutely wonderful metaphors that we share when we share the Eucharist. But know that it is an ancient practice. And while we practice it, perhaps I certainly practice it in remembrance, for some it is still a notion of ongoing sacrifice for the healing of sin. And I've lost the theological expression, which is good. So after the service, we will continue to share this loaf of bread, and I brought various spreads out there, and Bev was going to, toward the end of the service, take the loaf and begin to slice it, but I have a good substitute somewhere in the audience who will probably help with that. But when we distribute it, we will take from this the pieces to your plate, to your hand. After this short homily, which is about done, we're going to read. I have asked several people, just to get the spark going, to share with us their personal feelings, thoughts, or theological writing on the meaning of the Eucharist to them, because the fact is, it means many things to each of us. It's very important. It's the center of what we do. We give thanks for it. We celebrate it. It's the core of our celebration today.